bottom of Lamed Tesla base. Omer of Yosef, the liklot in his tray chiti bahadi hadodi, dilmaaz lachada viyasta bitsiria de haderta. Lo solik ludikula de maya, mear beruchsa, vasli de chimut. Okay, Rashi says this is Yosef. The Gemara says, the liklot roshim, you shouldn't pour boiling water on two grains at the same time. Tarti chiti, garinim chiti, garine chiti. You can only boil them to avoid them from becoming chametz one at a time. We're afraid that they'll touch each other and one will enter the groove in the chita and prevent the hot water from getting there. And we're afraid that the water won't get to all four sides of the grain and it'll become chametz. Tziria sedek, it's the groove in the grain. Kemo tayla harifa de matzri zikin, mesech zeman zora. Okay, but it's right, that tziria is a groove. Amar Abaye, lo lichroch in inish, tre shiboli bahadi hadodi, dilma nafki maya mehayu bala idach, v'asa de chimutz. Abaye says a further thing. You shouldn't roast. You want to roast the grains in order that they shouldn't, what you called, be able to become chametz. So you shouldn't roast two of them at the same time because we're afraid that the liquid from one of them, as it comes out when it's being roasted, will be swallowed up by the other one and it'll become chametz. Omer le rava yichachi afilu chadanami. Then you shouldn't be able to roast even one, because we're afraid that maybe the liquid will come out one side and be absorbed into the other side. You have to say that what's it called? That meperos. And meperos don't make things chametz. And here also is another raya, not like Rashi and Tosfos, that may peros without water are not machmits at all. Because if they're machmits, chomits, nuksha, they still want to be worried about. Mashma, they're not machmits at all. And the Pnei Yeshua thing says that Rashi learned that the sugya is over here, that it's machlokas taka, Rava and Rish Lakish. Rava over here says clearly that may peros say machmitsim is bechlauma. But the sugya before, what's it called? It's possible that that's why Abaya could hold differently. Rish Lakish before also could hold differently that Meperos is Machmitz with Chametz Nuksha. So that's why Rashi over here, Taka, would hold like the other Rishonim. And there he holds that Tein Archinami, the other Shitas would hold that Meperos is Machmitz, what's it called, Chametz Nuksha. You shouldn't be able to even roast one, what's it called, grain. Right, here's talking about a shibolus of grain. You just could, an ear, it's not an ear, it's a, in one stalk, you have a few grains. You shouldn't be able to roast even one stalk because we're afraid the liquid of one chita will go into the liquid on the other side of the other chita. The Morris is not afraid of that because the liquid that comes out is meperis. Dilma nafki maya. Mechita the bugger said that. Okay. V'hadar be'abaya me'ahi. And Abaya himself had charata from this, the idea of not being able to roast one chita. What's it called, two chitas together, or one whole stalk together, is not talking about a problem. The chol agav mitlayu lo machmitzi, for another reason. Not only because meperos is not machmitz, even if it wouldn't be meperos, but something where the liquid is coming out, it's not going to become chametz. While it's being toreach, to be motzi, the the liquid from it, it's not going to be able to become chametz. Something that you're working with doesn't become chametz. Here, the fact that it's exuding the liquid is not going to make, it's not going to be able to become chametz. Rashi, v'hadar be'abayit v'cholakav mitlayu lo mechami, kol derech mefilosim lo mechami. While it's falling, it's not going to become chametz. Amar Abaya, because Abaya said in another place something that says clearly that we're not afraid. Hai chatzva da vishma, sechifa shari, zekifa asa. If you have what's Rashi, chatzva da vishuna, kad shumi apshim besofa kloyas betana. You have a kli that you use for drying out grain in an oven. Sechifa shari, in piv kofri lamata. If the kli is opened at the bottom, it's, you know, it's upside down, it's facing, the open part is at the bottom. Shuamayim aniflotim min hakoli al yedei chom or zovim biyotzim lechot shari. If the liquid is able to drain off, then it's okay. Because it's not going to become chametz while it's draining off the liquid. Zekif asher, but if the open part is facing up, then the liquid collects, then it can become chametz. Zekifa, shezokin, kedarko, if it's right side up, asr. Shamayim niflotim v'chosim rivloim. Because then the water goes out, and then it's caught in the kli, and the grains sit in the liquid. Then it could become asr. When the Omer Abay is shchifa shari, yishum d'day v'yavroi. The reason that if it's upside down, it's okay, is because the liquid drains off. Shemamino, harder baby, my the Omer Leel, will lichruchinish tartish shiboli. The haninomi daivi maya, the shark even athlete lo miva bida. Therefore we see Abaye had charot of what he said before, that you can't roast two, what is the word for it? Each stalk of grain has in it a shibolus, what?
A cluster?
A cluster, that's not the word, but okay. So it's like an ear of grains. It's like in corn, an ear of corn, there's a lot of grains in it. Like wheat and barley is the same thing. There's a, whatever it's called, shibolus of grain. What?
Sheaf?
Maybe, but sheaves, I think, are the stalks, a lot of stalks together. Whatever it is. You get the idea. Therefore, it's not a problem, because what's happening is the liquid is draining, and the draining liquid's not going to make anything chametz. Rava Omar afilu shkifa namishari. May peros nino, may peros enu machmitzim. And the Rava says, no, it doesn't make a difference. Even if what's it called, it's right side up, and it sits in the liquid that comes out when you roast it, still not a problem. It's may peros, and may peros are not machmitz. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, ein losus in saor in the Pesach. They used to soak the, barley in water before they ground it into flour. That's called lesisa. So you're not allowed to soak the barley on Pesach. The imlosas, and if you did soak it, then the shbaku asurus. By the way, before, since we're talking about grain, we're not talking about dough or whatever. Some learn from here that the matzahs, when you're baking the dough, can't touch each other. Because we're afraid that the heat won't get to all the parts, since the part that's touching. Just like the two grains together, if they're touching, the heat may not get to them. And others hold no, that lamaisa, by grains where they're very hard, we're afraid they won't heat up properly if they're touching. But dough is very soft, the heat of an oven is going to get to the dough, even if it's the touching, two pieces of dough are touching together. So it's not a problem. And there are more passes of the chatchila that the dough shouldn't touch, but the other is for sure okay. So you're not allowed to soak barley on Pesach. The imlosas, and if you did soak it, nizbaku asuros, if the grains broke open, they split, then they're asur. Lo nizbaku mutaros. They didn't split, then they're mutar. And here's Rashi, nizbaku machmas hanipuach, shemachmas hamayim asuros. If the water caused the grains to split open, then they're also dividing the maros lahachmitz. From Rashi is master, they're not chametz mamish right away. They become chametz very fast. But if you do something immediately to them, as soon as they split, could be you could save them from being chometz. Other Rishonim learn that that as soon as they split, it's a riot, they already are chometz. There's nothing you can do to save it. They're chometz if they split. Right, the Rosh also holds like what Rashi seems to say, that even if they split, it's only a sign that now they can be chometz right away. And the Rabbeinu David says the splitting is a sign that they're already chometz. And according to the Arayim, the chometz over here means mamish chometz gomer. That's grains, barley, right? It's not flour, it's not dough, it's just the grains can mamish become chometz gomer. And other Rishonim learn that can only become chametz derabanan. Well, since it hasn't been made into flour yet, it can't mamish become chametz. The most it is chametz derabanan. Okay. Rabbi Yossi Omer, shoren b'chometz, the chometz somson. If you, soaked the barley. So then what you should do, and the chor is talking where it is, hasn't broken open yet. Or, according to Rashi and the Rosh, even if it broke open, and you immediately put it into vinegar. If you put it into vinegar, immediately it'll stop the chametz process. Again, according to those shitas that are made of David, that as soon as it splits open, it's chametz, not going to help to put it into vinegar. Then it has to be before it broke open that you put it into vinegar. And then, even if it'll break open later, it didn't become chametz. Rashi shorin b'chometz, and Roash and Nofchos shorin b'chometz. If you see that they expanded, right, they swelled, then you should throw them into chometz. The chometz, somson, right, the eino b'nichem lahachmitz. The chometz will close them up, right, and make sure they don't become chometz. Rashi, okay, right there. Tanra, Amar Shmuel ein halachik Rabbi Yossi. The law is not like Rabbi Yossi, that putting them in chometz after they split open or after you soak them is not going to help. Omer and Chizk, Omer and Mamukva. Lo nisbaku mamish doesn't mean that if they mamish split open, that's when they either are a sign that they're going to become chometz quickly or they're already chometz. And lakol she'ilu manichin al pi chometz. The hein nisbakos ma'alehen, if you would put them on a barrel of wine, and the wine would make them split open. In other words, they're so swelled that they're just ready to split open with any outside inducement, then it's considered like they're split already. And they're ready, either are ready to become chametz or already chametz. Rashi, v'hayim spakos ma'alehem, she'enon yecholos lamed nireach hayayin. The strong odor of the wine, right, will break them open. That's the Rashi, the Rabbeinu Hanan, Tosfos brings down, that, Menichen besoch ibuv. If you put them into a kli, which they usually, heat them up over a fire to toast them. And they would break open because of the toasting, then that's what it's talking about. Rashi is putting it on a barrel of wine, and they learned that the different gears are putting it into something that's in toasting. Shmuel Amar Nispaku Mamish. And Shmuel has no. If they haven't Mamish split open, then they're not chametz. Avad Shmuel Uvda Bedura Devei Barchoshu Nispaku Mamish. And Shmuel Taka did like Yipael, that in a case where they had barley that was soaked, and it didn't split open, but it would have split open had you put it on a barrel of wine or in the toaster, right? And still he held it was mutter. Rashi, Bedura Devei Barchoshu, Bekfar Shalos Ha'ish, it's a place of this that belonged to this personal little village, Nisbaku Mamish, Kolomer, De'en Asuras El Nisbaku Mamish. They're only Asur if they actually split. And Shmuel Paskin in a situation where they soaked the barley and it didn't break open mamish, but it would have broken open if they put it on a barrel of wine, and he held it was mutter. Amar Rabba, bal nefesh lo yilsos. Well, Rabbi says about nefesh, Rashi would say, Omer Rabbi Garcina, about nefesh, a chassid. Right, person who's a machmer, so wants to do extra lifting, Mishur Zadin, should not, what's it called, soak barley or wheat. Whereas says, my year about nefesh, a fully kilaminami, the Tanya ain't lost since Zorim Bepesa. Right, what is he saying? It's only a person who wants to be machmer, anybody shouldn't do it. We learned how loch is, you're not allowed to soak barley on Pesach. Hartikomer, about nefesh afilu chitim, the shriver analysis. The halach is only by barley, because barley is softer. Wheat is hard. So soaking the wheat isn't going to make it chometz. But if you want to be machmer, you won't soak wheat either, not only not barley. Hartikomer, afilu chitim, shen kashim misorim. Chitim are harder than barley. They ain't a marim lahachmet. They don't become chometz so quickly. Bal nefesh lo yilsos. I would allow Bal Nefesh to no machmer on the Hafshikuli high. But a person who's not a Bal Nefesh, who's not machmer, or is not machmer, not to soak wheat, only barley. Omerle Rav Nachman, man de tzayis leila abba, ochel mahama di pusha. Anybody who listens to you may be machmer, but he's going to eat moldy bread, moldy matzahs. Because if you don't soak the wheat before you make the flour, it becomes moldy. The ha be rav huna lasasi, who be rav a bar adin lasasi, right? They always, what's it called, nobody held of this chumra not to soak wheat before you make it into flour. The shririn kashin, they're hard. La abba rabba, hachi kari li lashin rabbonis. Abba is a title. He doesn't call him his father. He was calling him, what's it called, the rav, they used to call abba. Man did soy say la abba yochal lechem ipusha kolomer lo te salsa tekiya. If you don't soak the grains first and you make flour, you're going to get a lot of psolus in the grain, in the flour. Dohabe rav huna lasasi kula rav Nachman amala. Rav Nachman reported all these things. In rav they used to soak the wheat. Varava bar oven. Okay, varava amar osir lisos. Varava taka holds it's osir to soak a field of the wheat. Ay, Elohad Tanya, ain't losin sa'orin the Pesach? Sa'orin hudalo. Hachite shari. How could Rava say that it's usher, not just a chumrah, but it's usher to soak wheat when the Brisa said the Pharish that you're not allowed to soak barley. Mashma only barley, but wheat's okay. Mar says, lomi boyikomer. No, just the opposite. Rava held that wheat's worse than barley. Lomi boyikitim. Even to Ispit, Syria, Ayli, Behumaya. Chitim have a groove, right? So therefore the water goes into the groove and makes it chametz. I'm sorry, the Shi'i, but Sa'orim, barley, is smooth. Doesn't have any grooves. So I might think the water won't penetrate it. Amos, Shaper, Domi, Kamashkalon. So when it said that you can't soak barley, it meant even barley. Surely wheat. Not like we said before, that since barley is softer than wheat, it'll become chametz faster. Hadramar Rava Mutterlilsos. After that, Rava changed his mind, and he said, you're allowed to soak wheat. The Tanya, Yotzin the Pasnakia, the Hadra. That the Yotze Matzah, whether it's Pasnakia, meaning fine, what's it called, purified flour, or Hadra, where the flour is still mixed with all the impurities. The Efshar Nakia below the Sisa. It's impossible to have fine flour without soaking it first. So Vaishnavis, you're allowed to soak the wheat. The Rav Amar Asher Lilsos the Kuleyama. Everybody holds you're not allowed to soak it, Rav holds, even wheat. The Shie Shechalokinen. And he learns that Brisa that says you can't soak barley to mean even barley because they're smooth and there's less of a chance of becoming chametz, still it's usher. Hadra kaber. Pas kaber, we said, is a flour that's filled with impurities. Okay, let's go on. Eish there a papa the Rava. So now that Rava had charata, because he said you can't hatch it, it says you could be yotze with matzah made out of fine flour. The only way you can get fine flour is if you soak the grains. So Vaishnois, you're allowed to soak the grains. So Rapapa asked Rava, Hakmachin Bahaslasso Shomachrin, right, if you have flour, whether it's regular flour that hasn't been finely sifted, or shlosos, which is this fine flour, soulless, that was made by goyim. Shokfarim tahorim, if there's a village, what's it called, made in a village, in a little small place, they're tahor, because the flour was never bleached. I think that's what they do, to say bleached flour, because they soak the grains. So if the flour was never bleached, it was dry, it can't be tummy. It never was mush. It never came in contact with liquid. And in the villages, they didn't bother to soak the wheat because, what's it called? They're farmers. The shokrachim, but the ones made in the city, tmeim. Right? The kfarim, my time, Allah mishun to lalosis. What's the reason by the kfarim that it's not tamei? Because it never wear the hechsher. That means they never soak the grains. The kokari le solis. The mice, and it's still called shlosos, which means fine flour. So you see, not like rava. You can make fine, purified flour even if you don't soak the wheat. In the villages, they weren't makbid to make fine, real fine, really clean flour. They didn't soak the grains first. And therefore there never water, never came on it after it was disconnected from the ground. It's not mosher. The kokari is soulless. Still, it's called soulless. It may not be grade A soulless, but at least it's grade B soulless. So you see, something could be soulless without soaking. Amma efshir l'nikia below the sisa. Targuma akimcha. So Mar says no. What's it called? Rava says no rice. It could be the kmachim are the ones that are tar. But in a chanami, the shlosos could be tame. Rashi, targuma, akimcha. No, there's no Rashi. Okay. So the Gemara says, no, you could just say that that part that says that it's that they're tar is going on the kemach, not on the shlosos. Rashi, the nothic armor, my time will imalei meha, right? After he left, Rava left the Beis Medrash, so they said to Rav Papa, why didn't you ask him from this place? The Omar of Zera, Omar Rav, Yirmiya, Omar Shmuel, Chitim Shal Menachos, Ein Losses or something. Right? When you make Menachos, you don't soak the wheat first. The Kokari Lehu Solis. And the mice, it's called Solis. Solis Mincha Belula, right? Still, it's called soulless, even though you didn't soak it. Okay, Rashi, listen. Okay, Omer Papa, Mitzdar Biatsma, Adulam Iskarti LaHashiv Lo Mi'Adon Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Papa himself said, "I feel bad. I didn't ask him from what Rabbi Yirmiyah said." Okay, Hadar Omer Rava. Afterwards, Rava had Charata from that, and he said, "Mitzvah Lilsos." Not only are you allowed to soak the grains, you have to soak them. Shenemar u'shmartim es ha-matzos. You have to, there's a halacha that the matzos have to be watched, they shouldn't become chametz. And they have to be watched for shei mitzvah. Ilo deboi l'sisa shimur l'mat. L'maisa, how in the world can you be shomer the matzah from becoming chametz if it's impossible to become chametz, if it's completely dry? It must be that you're allowed to enter mitzvah to what's called soak the grain, and then it could become chametz, and there's a mitzvah to watch it. It doesn't, to make sure that the process goes quickly, that it doesn't become chametz. Mar says l'may, that ilo deboi l'sisa shimur l'may. What are you guarding it from? Ishimur delisha. If we're talking about, well, you mix the water already with the flour, and that's the first time it could become chametz. Shimur delisha, lav shimur. That's not called shmira. That's too far gone in the process. You need shmira from the beginning. So it's mashma, what's it called? That even before you made it into flour, you have to watch the grains. Now, what in the world is watching the grain going to help if you didn't mix it with water? Bachrona in Rishon alone. my time, Mishum Gelo Avik Bo Shimon. Right? The Maaser, what do we see? You're allowed to take dough made by a goy, make it into matzah, and as long as you eat a matzah that was made, the shame matzah, at the end, you yotze. But Lamaisa, what's it called? You're not yotze with this matzah that the goy made. Lachara, why not? Do the shmira now. Before you bake it, the bishoma doesn't become chametz. Baishto is shmira at the end of the process, not good enough. You need shmira throughout the whole process.
What's
kriso? Your stomach. Where says, Levit le shimon me afil adelech. While you're baking it, you'll be shomer, it shouldn't become chametz. If it only needs some shmira, then that should be enough. Elamai, vishmartim asamatzos means that from the time that you already start the process of making the matzah, it has to be shomer. It's not good enough just to do a little bit of shmira. It has to be a total shmira, from beginning to end. Elalav shmaminah, shimur meikorabina. Ushmartim asamatzos means only matzah that you have to watch from the beginning could be matzah. But if there's nothing to watch it from, then it can't be matzah. I mean, where says Miman? Dilma Shani Hasam the Beidna the Nachas Lashimur Lo Abid Lashimur. Avalhecha the Beidna the Nachas Lashimur Abid Lashimur Achinami the Shimur the Lisha the Shimur. Right? Maybe what's it called over there when it was possible to what's it called to have shmira. In other words, when you made the flour and you mixed it with water, there was nobody watching it because it was in the hands of a goy. It's only after it was dough, then it became possible for you to watch because, what's it called, and then it was in your hands to do it. Till now it was in the hands of the goy. There's a shayla over here, what's this talking about? Lechora, how could you let the goy make dough? Maybe it became chametz before you even started baking it. Right? How do you know how long it was before the dough was? How do you know he didn't mix in hot water? A million things that could go wrong when you make the dough. So therefore they say that it's talking here where you, what's it called, who says it? The, Rabbeinu Hanano. It's talking where the goy made the dough in front of the Jew. The Jew was watching him make the dough. But since the Jew wasn't doing it, he can't make shmira. The goy is the one who's doing it. So the goy has to do the shmira. That can't work. Can't do that, the shema. And the Jew, even though he's standing over him, the person who's making the dough has to do the shmira. Can't make shmira on something that's in somebody else's hands. You could have kavana. There are cases where Yisrael omid al gabov, and the Yisrael's mechaven, and the goy is doing the action, it helps. But shmira means that you have to watch it. You can't watch something that's not under your hand. Somebody else in somebody else's hand. Right? So there, when the goy was making the dough, when it's already mixed with water, you could have made shmira. And you didn't. Then it's no good. But if from the time that you made the dough, you could have made the shmira. Then the shmira of just mixing it with water is good enough. You don't need shmira from the beginning. Vafilo hachi. Even though we have this objection, lo hadar be Rava. Rava didn't have harata. Even though we have an objection to what he said, then maybe you don't need shmira from the beginning. You, what's it called, only need shmira at some point. But at the point that it could become chametz, at that point you need shmira. If you couldn't have shmira at that point, then it's no good. But if you could have, even though you didn't have shmira earlier, when it wasn't mixed with water yet, right, if that's good enough. So you don't have to mix the grain with water, and you don't have to watch it from the time that it was harvested, that water doesn't get on it. In other words, according to this sheet of Rava, you have to watch it from the time that you separate from the ground and on the shame matzah, that water doesn't get on it. And then, since there's an inyan of making extra shmira from the beginning, every process, there's an inyan to soak the grains too, in order that even when it's grain, something could happen to it. And then to be shomer throughout the whole process. That's what Rava holds. And therefore, Rava didn't have harata from that. The Amar Lahula Hano the Mahafchi Kifi, because Rava told the people who harvest the grain, Ki Mahafchisu Afchiru Shemut Mitzvah. Even when you turn the grain, you harvest it, and you, processing, beginning to process the wheat, have kavana l'shem matzah. So you see, you need l'shma from shas k'tzira. This is the idea of shimur shmura matzah. Shmira mishas k'tzira. Al mekasover shimur meikara mitchilasa v'yatsofa b'ina. You need to be shomer the matzahs from the very beginning. When it could possibly become chametz is when it's separated from the ground. And from that point on, everything you do, you have to watch it l'shem mitzvah matzah. That's what we call shmura matzah mishas k'tzira. That the chatchila you have to have, but there's what you call, mishayla is, when Rava says that even though Rava was up the shlom, right, they brought an objection to Rava. Still he didn't have harata. What does that mean? He didn't have harata and he held the halachas like that? That's how the Rambam and the Rif passed. And therefore you need shmura mishas k'tzira mikra din. And you're not yotzei matzah if you weren't shomer it from the time that you harvested. Others, the Rosh holds, no. Rava didn't have harata doesn't mean he held the halachas like that. Rava himself was machmer to be shomer mishas k'tzira, even though there was an objection and he knew taka la halacha, it's not like that. So therefore, b'di'evit, you don't have shmira mishas k'tzira. You have shmira rak mishas lisha. When you mix the dough, and every matzah has that shmira, otherwise that's the matzah, right, is yotze. So according to the Rosh, anybody who buys regular matzah, that the shmira on that matzah was only started for the time that you mix the dough, is yotze b'di'evit. According to the Rambam and the Rif, you're not yotze with that matzah. Because it's not shomer from the Shas K'tzira. The mitzvah matzah by Seder, Rashi says that you weren't there when what's it called, the dough was made. Not like the Rach. But you could see that it didn't become chametz, because there's signs of how chametz looks. Shein sham lo karni chagavim v'lech sifu panav. Later on we'll learn that there's ways of looking at a dough and seeing if it became chametz or not. Tehu havi simen siduk, the simen siur k'tel gamon. These are simanim that the dough already became chametz. If it got pale, or it started to get, what's it called, cracks in it. Shiocha k'zai is matzah b'achrona. You can't be yotze with that matzah, the mitzvah of matzah. The behal onafik idei chovas matzah. It wasn't guarded for the sake of the mitzvah of matzah. Even though it's not chametz, it's matzah, but it's not matzah's mitzvah. Umil a matzah shom mitzvah shimur l'shmo boin. Be'achrona he mitzvah sachilasa. The mitzvah is to eat matzah at the end. That's the ikar mitzvah. According to this, the mitzvah is the afikomen. The mitzvah, the matzah, you yotze, the mitzvah is the afikomen. Shiyim ha-pesach, yichovas achilasa. Because at the end, they ate the pesach at the end of the meal. Right? That's what we eat the afikomen. And they ate the matzah together with the pesach. That was the mitzvah's matzah. Tachsiv, kroa, matzah, simrom, yachlu. U-pesach, nemach, nechala, lasova. Pesach has to be eaten in the end when you're full. Kinesnani, maftir, nachra, pesach, afikomen. So we eat the afikomen zecher to the korban pesach. Some hold that that's the ikar mitzvah matzah. You made the bracha on mitzvah matzah in the beginning. It's not a kasher. Since you're eating matzah, then you make the bracha then, but really the ikar eating matzah is the end one. Barishona lo, kolomer bachila rishona shalachim et seko shalachim levothim. You're not yotze with you. You started your meal with these gayish shadows, and you finish with matzah that was shmura matzah. Hachi garsina, my time is lo other la shimur, v'lo garsina di neymar. The havare time of mishum hachiyu. The Mara is not saying, this is clear the reason. The reason is because you couldn't have done shmira, it was in the hands of the god. Me afila ve'elich masha, shikam ishtrak lafiyah kagon harichas akitub shema, v'sishon asa, if you only need shimur as part of the process, then do the shimur before you bake it. There's Elamai, you need Shmira from the beginning to the end. That's a Shaila. What's a Shmartimus on matzahs mean? You have to guard these matzahs from the beginning to the end, and if you don't, if any Shmira is missing, it's not good. Or no, at some point, you have to be shomer at the Shein Matzah. Right? It's not that if you weren't shomer at the Shein Matzah, it's no good. It is that you have to be shomer at the Shein Matzah at some point. That's the Shein. Maybe it's good enough to have shmira at some point. Right? When you mix it with the water, the flour, that's good enough. Till you make the flour, you don't have to be shomer. So that's the case. Why can't you make the shmira on these doughs before you bake it? And you'll be yotze with them too. You had at least start the shimur from the time you mixed it with water. It could be shmira before you mix the flour with water. It's not necessary. But from the time you mix it with water, you have to be shomer. The zelo nasal shimur me'ayitna. That you didn't have in this dough from the time you mixed it with water. The nachas the Torah shimur. The hanam and the sinus mayim. Like when it's necessary to make shimur, that everybody holds you have to have shmira. You can't start later at a later process. But it could be before you mix it with water, where the shmira is only to make sure that water didn't come on it. Right, that maybe you don't need shmira for that. Even though Rava couldn't bring a raya to what he said, and there's a kasha on what he said, he didn't have harata, and he still holds that you need shmira from the beginning, from the tzira. People who make the bundles of grain after the harvesting, that you have to have kavana v'shma even on that. You see, you need what's called shmira, nishas, shira.